Okay. All right. So can I ask you initially, and then I'll ask you, why you're here today and why you're still here after so many hours, and what your project is and what you hope to achieve?
Okay. I'm here today because I have an idea that I'm very, very passionate about, that I've been working towards for a number of months now, and I really wanted to find sort of enthusiastic education focused people to come and help me sort of progress this project. I'm still here today because, well, pretty much for the same reasons, because I'm passionate about the project and I want to see something, and because we've made good progress on defining the parts of the app that my skill sets don't necessarily translate to, which were previously sort of big black holes of magic happens here. The app is it's an interactive children's storybook for the iPad. It uses speech recognition technology to listen to the child as they're reading the story, so that it can flag up when mistakes have been made and allow the child to go and find out more about the word, have it read back to them, learn how to spell it, maybe play some interactive games around the words that they're struggling with. By listening to the child as they're reading, we can provide sort of targeted feedback. We can provide rewards because we're tracking the child's progress over time. So when the child sort of gets a word right first time that they've previously struggled with a lot, we can give them a big, like, well done, you know, congratulations, to really keep that motivation going and make it as fun as possible as well. So, you know, the child wants to read the words because they do fun things when they get them right. And so it's trying to encourage enthusiasm in reading itself, to make the act of reading a fun and enjoyable task. And that's kind of the app, really. It's called Tiny Ears.
Okay, and what's your skill set? Which industry have you come from, and what's your background?
Okay, I'm a computer scientist. I have a background in artificial intelligence and software development. I've been a software developer in trading and telecoms for many years, but about 18 months ago, I moved into mobile application development, where I've been doing iPhone and Android and iPad development since then. I stumbled across this particular project, partly through a passion for AI and the fact that I've not explored speech recognition before, but also because I have nieces of about the age that this app will target, and I'm really, really enthusiastic about actually creating something that can genuinely help their education and genuinely help them progress. I'm working with some speech recognition professionals to really perfect that side of the app, and I have a sort of strong technical skills myself. So,
all comes. Can I ask your colleague, why are you here and what's your skill set and how you're building into this?
Mm-hmm. I'm here because I'm actually part of a supporting one of the organizations supporting the event. I work for a financial education charity, so we are at the forefront of kind of innovation. We use microfinance to engage young people around money, finance. We give them small interest-free loans to start businesses. Within my organization, we're looking at mobile technology and gaming technology to link young people's mobiles to real bank accounts and incentivize them through financial rewards paid by the banks. My skill set that I'm bringing here, I think, to this is very much understanding the educational space a bit, but as well mobile applications, user interface, user experience, and kind of looking at game mechanics as well to entice people to engage with these products. Also kind of business development side, so entrepreneurial startup guy as well.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much. Thank you.